Our sugya here in Dafyud Gimel Amud Aleph is talking about gudo igud, which means when there's two people that are partners in a certain property, either it could be a field, it could be karka, it could be metaltelim, kelim, and al pi din, there's no din chaluka. The Mishnah has different shiurim. What's called a shiur chaluka means that if we have a field together and we divide it, so each one has something that's called a field similar to what he had before, just it's smaller, it's half. But if you divide something and it doesn't serve the same purpose as before, that's called the ein bo din chaluka. For instance, the Mishnah says, ein cholkin es achotzer until it has four amos lozev and four amos lozev. That means the tashmish of a chotzer, the use of a chotzer, has four amos. With less than four amas, it's not a good tashmish of a chotzer. So if we would divide it and each one would get less than four amas, that's not called a chalukah. It's something that we can't, one can't force the other one to be cholik. If they want to get, if they're maskim, both are rotten, so that's that they could make a chalukah. But, or a soda has to have tisha kabin lozev, tisha kabin lozev. Less than that, it's not. Doesn't have its doesn't serve its purpose as a soda. So memela, if there's two partners, they have a soda shein budin chaluka, so they just have to stay as partners. Is there any way that they can force one upon the other one to divide the property, to make a chaluka, or some way to get out of the partnership? The Gemara says, ein ben kedei lozev v'kedei lozev mau. If there's a field or a house or something that doesn't have a shear of dividing it, and each one would have a chelek that has the same name as before, like a bais or a soda, what's the din? How do we separate the partnership, or could we separate the partnership? Rav Yehuda Omar, is dine de gudo ogud. Rav Nachman Omar, leis dine de gudo ogud. So machlok is if we could say gudo ogud, which means one partner that he wants to divide it says to the other one, you buy out my chelek, or I will buy out your chelek. He gives them the choice to either he should buy it or I will buy it. So lefi Rav Yehuda, he could set upon him the rules and say, either you buy it or I buy it. That's good or ogud. Rav Nachman says that we don't hold of the din of good or ogud. What does it mean, the word good or ogud? So we will see in a minute. Rashi says, "Is din ed gud ogud zeh sheroitze lachloik, oimer lezeh sheino roitze lachloik." The one that wants to divide it says to the partner, "Oy koitzli domim beknei lecho chelki." Either you set a price and buy my chelik, o ani okutz domim ve'eten lecho bechelkecho. Either you set a price and buy my chelik, of course, if I'm asking to that price, or I will set a price and buy your chelik. So he gives them the choice. He could be first in saying how much he's willing to pay for my property. If my chelik, you don't want to buy it out, so then I will set the tone and say which price it'll be. She'i efshi b'shutfus. I don't want your shutfus. And if we say les dine, she'ze yocholoy ma'loy shalcho ekne v'loy shali emkar. He says, I don't want to, the man domar Rav Nachman says, les dine de gudo agud. He says, I don't want to buy yours and you don't buy mine. Elo shutvin, but we will be shutvin. So Rashi is muchach two things. One, the Rashi says the tain of good ogud means I don't want your shutvus. Your shutvus is too heavy for me. It's not something that I could deal with and I can't live with it. I want to break up the shutvus. So the Chachomim gave a choice how to do a way to get out of the shutvus, and they made up the din of good ogud, or it's midoraisa. In the Kiryas Sefer on the Rambam, he says, Venire du midoraisa. In the Chazonish it says in Simen Ches that the Chachomim was given over to the Chachomim the Dinei Momenus to set the rules of how Dinei Momenus should work. And the Torah didn't say that partners have to be forever partners. Sometimes the partnership becomes too burdensome and it's too much for one to have the other one as a partner and to work together, or the property doesn't hold two partners. So they have an Eitzah, the Chachomim said Eitzah, but it's Midoraisa, that you could either, you give him a choice either to buy out or I will buy you out. Another thing it says in Rashi, that he could set the price. you give a price or I give a price. In Tosfos it says it in these words, Nira l'rid afilu bedomim yikorim har beyoysa mishovi yoyocho loim aloi gud oyogud. Tosfos says, l'fi the reed, he could even say a much higher price than the market value. He says, you really want this field, so pay a higher price. If not, I will pay that price for you. For me, it's choshev to have this soda. Either you buy me for a higher price, or I'll buy you for a higher price. It doesn't have to be the market price. It could be even a higher price. So we have to understand, why should it be such a din that he could all of a sudden say that the price is higher, even twice as much the Rishonim say? And yes, he could tell him, either you buy me out for twice as much, or I'll buy you out for twice as much. Of course, it is fair, because he says, if you don't buy me for twice as much, I'll give you twice as much. But the shaila is, how could they come lechatchila to give such a high price, and not the market value? So, in the Rishonim it says, what's the word, what's the meaning of the word good and ogud? So the Ritva says, it's interesting, the Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Gilyan Ashas, he brings one of these pshatim, and he doesn't elaborate to say that there's more pshatim. The Aruch says another pshat. The Ritva brings, yesh mefalshim, Meshoich oy emshech, ketargum oy shel meshich. It says, Vayimshechu vayalu es Yosef min haboyer, it says, Vinagidu. Russian good means to pull, to take, to buy, to get it into your reshus. And the other shot in the word good is what the Oruch says. This one is the Oruch. The other shot is, they say in Rashi that it's like Gurdu Ilona. There's a pasuk in Daniel that it says the dream of Nebuchadnezzar, there was a big tree with all the world's animals and beasts were there. So it says, then he heard a voice from the Shomayim, the mouth said, Gurdu Ilona, cut off the tree. So they say, Lefi Rashi, the title of the word Gurd means to cut or to set a price, and this will be the price, we'll set it and then cut off the partnership. So Rashi says, Gold, Rashi touches Kotzli Domim or any Ekotz Domim. That means the setting of the price is called Gold or Ogud. So then the Ritva says that if we say Gold means to cut, like Godo Ilona, or to set a price, so you could set any price, even a higher price. That was the din. If we say Meshoch, that means buy out my chelik, take my chelik, so then it would be only lefi shumas bezdin, that means lefi the market value. And what is this toler? In fact, Tosfos, we didn't read the end of the Tosfos, he says, vein erler itzba, that you could say, set a higher price. If so, so each time there's a chotz or anything that doesn't have a din chaluka, so one person will force the other one to sell out his chelik, ayde gudu agudu, set a higher price. Only Tosfos holds lefi the itzba, that it could only be lefi the market value. And that's all the Rishonim also say, that it could be lefi the market value only. So lemaisa like this. In Rashi and Tosfos it says that he could set a higher price bedomim yikorim. And in Rashi it says the time is because efshi b'shut fuscho. In other Rishonim it says that it could only be lefi the shumas bezdin, lefi the real price, the market value. And what is this tole lechura? We would say a chakira like this. Then if we say, like the Kiryat Sefer, that it's a Doraisa, or, and Chazon Ish is Masbir, that it's a Doraisa because the Chachomim are the ones who are Kovea, the Dinei Momenus, Lefi, the Tzorech of the Tzibur, what it needs. Or even if we would say that it's a Takonas Chachomim. Well, what is the Takona? Is it a Takonas Chaluka, or it's a special Takona because you don't have to be a partner Lo'olam Voed? It could be that it's a Din Chaluka, Lemosho. Two brothers, Yarshan, a father, Nechosim, a field or a house. So in every Yerusha, there's always a Din Chalukah. There's two houses, one gets one gets the other. If there's a one house, something that can't be divided, it doesn't have a Din Chalukah, but Yerusha does have a Din Chalukah. In fact, we see that there's a Machlok Rav Yochanan and Ravasi. Do we say Achin Shecholko is Kilekuchas Domi or Kiyarshin Domu? It's at the end of the sixth parak. Do we say ki yarshin domo or kalakuchos domo? That means when each one takes his chelik with the chalukah, it means this is the chelik hayashin from my father, and legabe bikurim, what we read yesterday, has to be admoschar, has to be for sure yours, kinyan perus and kinyan aguf lefisam and omrim, and it comes out that it's misbarer that this is really what hayashin did, was always his chelik. It's as if the minute the father died, this is the chelik that hayashin, that would be called yesh breira. And achin shecholku ki yorshin dom. If we say kilokuchos, so we say ein breira, that means we're not sure. Even if we divide it, it could be, it's like I sold you my part, I was mevater to you my part, and you're mevater to me this part, and we're acting as if this is yours and this is mine, but really it could be it's not. What do you mean really it could be that's not? There's no way to say, there's no one who was kovea. Only it means that the Yerusha was to everybody, and then they make up how to use it. But it's not called a chalukah that they divided, that's be'em is theirs. That would be called ein breira. So getting back to our sugya, it could be that the din of good or good is a tzur of chalukah. All the time you divide, you get one and I get the other. But if it's one thing to divide, so we say there's a way to divide it, ayidei good or good. I say either you buy out my chelik or I buy out your chelik. So it goes into the value area. That means I will take either the sod as a value, or you will take the money as a value. That would be if it's a chalukah. And if we say that it's not a din chalukah, but it's a special takona, a special din, that partners don't always have to be together, like the lashon of the Chazon Ish. There's no such thing that they're like married lolam void. They could separate. So memela, if they want to separate, so they gave kochas. One wants to separate and the other one doesn't. So the Chachamim said, he could even say, I'll buy it out for much more money, or you buy it out for much more money. It is a kind of a force, but it's fair enough that each one has the choice to do it. I'm giving you the first choice. If not, so you buy it from me. So then it could be even a lot of money, even if the domim yikorim. So let's see like this. If it's a din chalukah, that means the shutvim, each one has a chus in the karka, a chus in the momen. So how could you force me with more money? I also have a zchus in the karka. I have a zchus. That would be if it's called a chalukah. If it's called a chalukah, that means I'm just doing the chalukah in a different way, and al yedei the money. So it has to be lefi the market value. I have no right to tell you that it should be worth more, and I'll divide it that way. But if we say that it's not a real din chalukah, it's not a different way of doing a chalukah, only it's a way of getting out of the partnership. I don't have to be with you. So Memela, I could say, Bedomi Mikorim. The Chachomim said, gave me tools and kochas that I should be able to get out of the partnership. So it could be Bedomi Mikorim. What do you say, that I'm forcing you to pay a lot of money? So don't buy it. I'll buy it out from you. So Luchura, we would say that Rashi, that he says, She'i'ef she'bishut fuscho, or the other Madomar says, Elo shutfi niyebo. Rashi says in Rav Nachman that he says, Lo shalcho eknev, lo shali emkor, elo shutfi niebo. So lefi Rav Nachman, they didn't give him those kochas that I could force my day and be separate and do a good or a good. And lefi Rav Yehuda, they did give me a way to get out of the partnership with good or a good. And Rashi says, why? Because I don't want to be a shutif. So that itself is a tam. It's not because I want to divide and making a chalukah. I just don't want to be a shutif. So memele, he could do good or igud, and he could set the price. Okutz domim, or yubikutz domim. That would be good or igud lefi Rashi. And lefi the shittas of the Rishonim, that it's only lefi shumas bezdin. So the pshat is because I have a schus chalukah. If I have a schus chalukah, it's only lefi the market value. Only the chachomim said, even though there's no din chalukah, it's ein bo kedei chalukah. But if I'm willing to buy you out, ein bo kedei chalukah means to give each one a half. But if I'm willing to buy you out or you buy me out, so then there is a din chalukah. So we divide it lefi the shavius. You take either the nechosim or you take the money. So then it's only lefi the market value. The Beis Yosef, he also talks about the loshen of good or igud, and talks about Rashi and the Rambam. I think I might know what the Beis Yosef means. I was looking a lot at this Beis Yosef, and he says, first he brings Rashi, good or ogud, And he says, the Lashon of Rashi we read before, Lefize gudu miloshon gudu ilona. Kloimar koitz domim v'knei. Oy okutz domim v'ekne. It's like cutting, like setting a price. Bal oruch piresh gud miloshon meshiche. Dainu meshoche emshech. Kloimar em oy malucho oy knei oy mechor. That means, Lefi Rashi, gud goes on the price, and Lefi the oruch, it goes on the act that I'm taking it or giving it. And the Ritva we read says that if we say that it's Miloshim Meshicha, buying and selling, so then it's Lefishumas Bezdi. So it come out that those would hold that it's a mitzad, a tzura of a chalukah, and not stam a din of separating. Then he brings the Rambam, the Beis Yosef in Simen Kufa in Aleph, it's called Seif Hei. V'nira li sheyesh chiluk ben Rashi v'Rambam, bepirush haloshon. Even though the Rambam also says that you could set the price, he doesn't say that to be Shumas Bezdin, but he says there still is a difference between the Rashi and the Rambam. De la Rashi gud oyogud pirushoi, tokutz ato domim bead chelki, vim elze eten lecho shiur oysom domim, you set the price for my chelik, and if I want, I will give you that price for your chelik, veka chelkecho. Vim loy elze, ten li domim shekotzat stuff, I wouldn't want to buy. That means he says to him, he says to the opposite, to the partner, you set the price and I will buy it. And if I won't want to buy it in that price, so you buy out my chelik with the price you set. Betika chelki, oy okut domim bad chelkecho, or I will set the price and you will buy it. That means the one who sets the price sets it for the opposite one, that he will buy it. ואם לא תרצה אתן לך דומים שקוצצת ואיקח חלקך. That's לפי רשי. ולרמב״ם גוד או יוגוד פירושוי אני קוצץ כך דומים בעד חלקך או תמכרו לי בעד זה הסך או ימכר לך חלקי בזה הסך. שכך כוסר בפרק הנזכר אחד מן השותפין שאומר לחברוי במוקם שאין בחלוקה מכור לי חלקך בכך וכך. או יקנה ממני חלקי בשער הזה הדין עמוי ונראה דה הרמב״ם מפרש כפירוש אורוך משויך או ימשך. That means לפי דה רמב״ם, this is what he seems to be saying, לפי דה רמב״ם he starts out with saying that he's saying sell it or I'll buy it, so then the shem good is משויך. So Beis Yosef says that it wouldn't be a difference לגבי if it's a higher price or a lower price, if the shem is meshoich or the shem is ktzoitz. That's a smashman of the Beis Yosef. That difference wouldn't be, although the Ritva says that would make the difference. And the next Tosfos he says, the Gemara says further, Omar le Rav le Rav Nachman, le didoch de amres less din de good or yogud. You say that there's no din de good or yogud, so you have to stay as a partner. B'choyru poshut sheiniach lo en avi en eved u beimot meyo, ketza doisit. Eved or a beimot meyo, there isn't what to do with it. L'moshla beimot or you could shecht and eat the meat and divide it. But a eved and a beimot meyo, it has to stay the way it is. And if you can't say good or good, they'll stay as partners. Ketza doisin, how do they do? So what does it mean, ketza doisin? Like every time, you don't say good or good, so they stay as partners. But here the shaila is because the b'chor has pishnaim, and the poshut has one. So Rashi says, she'iev shol lechalkon, ketza yasu. So he's asking, so why doesn't it say on poshut to poshut? Lochi, no kad b'choru poshut, de triche milse liyot shutvin bo. Rashi says it's a tircha to be shutvin. You see again in Rashi the nekuda is that we don't. It's hard for us to be shutvin. It's not because I have a schus chaluka, but because it's hard for us to be shutvin. So he says he look at b'chayu poshut because by b'chayu poshut it's hard to be shutvin. By poshut to poshut it's easier to be shutvin. So the Gemara didn't say that. It could be Rashi means that also over there it would be, but or Rashi means by poshut to poshut we wouldn't have this Gemara. A koponim. By b'choru poshut, it's a tircha. So the Ritva says, lo yadati, what he's saying. Why is it a tircha? And whatever. So So then he's trying to be masber, so we'll see what he says. It's like what Tosva says. So the Gemara says, "Bchoru eved ubei motmeo." How do we do? Because it's a bchoru poshut and it's a tircha to be shutvim. And there should be a way that even if we usually say we don't say gudo agud, then they stay as partners. But then b'di'eved, you could be a partner. Bchoru poshut, it's a tircha to be a partner. So there must be some way out of it, or it's a kashan Rav Nachman. There has to be gudo agud. So the Gemara says, Omar le shani yomer oved lozei yomechad v'lozei shnei yomim, because I say Rav Nachman told him I say that he works for the poshut one day and for the bchor he works 2 days. So that's a tzura of a chaluka. In the Ritva and the Rashba and the Shita Mekubes, as he says, that the havamin of the Gemara was that a chalukas yomim is not called a chaluka. Why? Because since he can't use the gufa dovar, because the gufa dovar he can't divide, the only way is to use it as al yedei using the tashmish of it shnei yomim or yom echad. So memela comes out that the whole chefetz of this eved is only the tashmish of it, not the gufa dovar. The gufa dovar I have no way to really have it because it's always with a partner. If it would be shaykh gudo all good. So we say, since it's shaykh to be choylek, so memela the guf adover was nechlak, and then if we're still partners, so you could take 2 days and I could take 1 day. But if the guf adover is not shaykh achaluka, because in theory even it's not shaykh gudo yogud, so the guf adover doesn't count. It only counts how I use it. So if I use it, it's roy, and of course ain't no neutel beroy can be muchzik. And then the teretz of the Gemara, the Shita says b'shem the Rashba, it says also in the Ritva, it says uporik. The teretz is uporik shani yomel shechaluka zayomim chaluke afal pishato yomel she'eno chaluke. That means in you Rava asked the kasha you held that chalukas yomim, dividing the use of the days, 2 days for you and 1 day for me, so that's not called a chaluka, and that's called roy, because the etzem adover we couldn't be choylek. So he says no, the teretz of the Gemara is shani yomer, means that I'm saying I always held that chalukas yomim is called a chaluka, so it's not roy. I'm dividing the etzem thing lefi the yomim, just like you could divide a guf adover, you could divide the use the guf, the yomim is also called like as if you're dividing the guf adover. Nimtza lefi pirush ze, the Rashba says shechalukas hayomim b'machlokes Rav v'Rav Nachman b'chalukos tluya b'din d'igud o igud. So that means like this, Lefi Rav Yehuda and Rova, that we say Dina de Gudo Igud, Efsho de Kaimelo Namin de Chaluk. Yeah, so it says that if we say, so it comes out in the Gemara, if we say Gudo Yogud, it could be we don't even have to come on to the Din if Chalukas Yomim is a Chalukah, because Gudo Yogud tells us there's a way to make a Chalukah in the Gufa Dover. So as soon as I say in David, he has Pishnaim, he has Shnei Chalukim, he has one Chalik. So the gufa dover is nechlak. If it'll come, if we want to really make a chaluka, we'll say good or yogud, and then we'll divide it. And meantime, they'll use it shnei yomim and yoy mechot. That even Rav Yudel. But the fear of Nachman that there's no way to be choylek, so memele the gufa dover is out. It's only the use of it. So the use of it is called roy. That was the kasha. That was Rav's shita. And Rav Nachman answers that chalukas yomim is called a chaluka, just like you could make a chaluka in a gufa dover. So when you divide days, it's also called a chaluka and it's not called roy. Me'ato haynu denokat b'chayro poshut. Tekiven she'en roy lishtamish boi b'chayro begufoi, en roy liton b'chayro b'schar. Tav le'aschirus dover roy, ve'en apronoy tel b'roy. So memele, he didn't say legabe poshut u poshut, poshut u poshut, so you could divide it. But legabe, because there's no din of roy, so memele you divide it in yomim, there's no problem. But by b'chor poshut, that there's a problem of roy, she'en apronoy, it's only b'chol asher yimotzei lo, but not roy. So memele by roy, there was the shayla of Rava with Rav Nachman. So it comes out, levi the sheet of the Rashba, So the din of gudoy ogud has more of a shaykhis to chalukah than to stam separate shutfus, because he's bringing it into the din of roya, b'chor if he could take roya or not. He said that if we say that you can't say gudoy ogud, there's no way to do chalukah. So memela, there wasn't a nesina of a dover mam of a yimotzei loy. There's no yimotzei loy in the eved. There's only a roy. But if it's shaykh to say gudoy ogud, that means it's shaykh to do a chalukah. So memela, it's called yimotzei loy lifi that shita. That lechura, we would say that the Rashba also holds that it's called a chalukah. But if we would try to say that it's a takona, and if there's a way to be mefarik the shutras ayadei, that one should give the other one a choice of good or your good, so it's just a new takona. When I want to get my chelik, so I'll get it. But meantime, there's no way to do a chalukah. Lechura, that would be the din of the Rashba. I saw that they bring down a Chuvas HaRashbo. Let me see if the Chuvas HaRashbo fits into the Rashbo and the Shita Mekubetes. Reb Shmuel Razovsky brings down a Chuvas HaRashbo. And the Arzo Meach there's a Machlekes Rishonim, it's brought down in the Ran. Some Rishonim say that the Din of Gud HaYogud is Davke by Yorshim and Mekable Matona. They could have the din of good or yogurt, but if there's shutfim that they bought it together, so one says to the other one, you can't say good or yogurt because we went into the shutfus not al das that you should be misalik me, that you should be able to get me out of it. That means when we went into the partnership, it's as if we together made up that we won't be able to throw out one the other one from the nechosim. And some say also by the Rambam says that echod ashutfim. Echad asoicher, echad ashutef, or echzik min haefker. In any case, it's shaykh to say good or yogurt. So the Arsameach has a hakira. He says, what would be the din if I have a chotzer and I give half of my chotzer to somebody else? Once I gave half, it's a partnership. It's called by a chotzer, shein bo din chaluka. I gave my half to you, and now we're partners. I have my original half, and you have a half. The shayla is, could the one who got the half come and say to the first owner and say, good or yogurt? It's a chotzer sheba din chaluka. I have half and you have half. Either you buy me out or I'll buy you out. The shayla is because he says, the one who gave him the half says, al das that you should throw me out. That's an al das that I didn't give you a half. I only gave you a half today that we should be shooting. So memela, it could be that maybe even the kula alma would be that we don't say good or good in such a case. Bishlema by shutfim, some Rishonim say that you could say good or good, because like every shutfus, we went into the shutfus, maybe there's a way to get out. But here I gave you a hif, k'deza, you should throw me out of my hif. That's not possible. So he says, l'chura, we could bring a raya from the Mishnah. Chetzi Eved v'chetzi ben Choyri, and the Gemara brings the Toshma. And Machlok is Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Mishnah Chetzi Eved v'chetzi ben Choyri, and Zoyved es Rabbi Yemechot, v'satzmo Yemechot. Divrei Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai says that they have to have a takona for a period of Rivia. So Beis Hillel was moided to Divrei Beis Shammai. So the Or Sameach says, v'im noimar, b'kiai gavne lo imotzi toina mekabel gudo yigud. We say that if I give my hif, you can't say good or yo good. So here by chetzi eved, chetzi ben choyrin, what happened? I had the eved completely and I was meshachrer a hif. That means I gave him his hif. Then he's going to come and he's going to say good or yo good, like the Gemara brings this as good or yo good. So the eved is going to say on his hif, good or yo good, that he should buy out my hif. But I'm the original owner. I didn't give you your hif to get me out of the other hif. So Memele, he says, and since the Gemara says that you could say good or yogurt only, the Gemara says, if you can't say in both ways, good or all good, so you don't say, but l'chatchila would be shaykh to say good or yogurt. So you see from this Gemara that even if I give the hif, you can't come and say that I gave it to you only because you couldn't be able to throw me out. So you see that you could say good or yogurt. Then he says it could be that there's Rav Yosef, maybe this Gemara of Chotzi Av Chatzah Ben Chorin goes on the sheet of Rav Yosef and Gittin, that it's not Shaykh to be Meshachar or Hefa Evet. So Memele, this the Gemara held that the Mishnah is talking, not in the case that he gave him a Hef, only the Gemara is talking that it was Evet L'chatchil of two Shutvim. And one of the Shutvim was Meshachar. And in that case, he was Meshachar everything he had. So Memele, in that case, maybe it would be Shaykh Gudo Yogi. So it wouldn't be a Raya to the case of the Or Sameach. One more din there is in the din of Gudo Yogu. The Rif says, brings down a Machlekes Rishonim. The Gemara says, Toshma, Shnei Achin, Echodoni Vechodosho, Vinech Lo Enavi En Melcho Tzu Beis Abad, Ason Leschar Aschar Lem, that means that the father used to use it for Parnosa, that people, he was rented it out, people came there, and they paid money, so the Schar is Lemtza. So then the Schar is Lemtza, that means to both. Ason Leatzmoy, Hari Oshi Roi Meloni, So over there, the Osher says, I have enough money to be able to get the Beis Abad running or the Merchot that should be working. But you're the Oni, you don't have enough money, so you can't use it. But why couldn't he say good or yogud? So the Gemara says that Hosam Nami good ike ogud leke. That means the Osher could buy out the Oni, but the Oni can't buy out the Osher. So Memele, you can't say good or yogurt. It's only when both have the same level of choice. So the Rif says, Mikan, Ikeman de Muchach Mikan, de lo yomar good or yogurt, de lo bizman shiad shneem aseges liknois. When both could buy. Avo bizman shirechod osho viyocho liknois. Vechod oni vein yodoy maseges, lo yomar good or yogurt. You don't say good or yogurt only if it could go in both ways. Both have the choice. Vanam lo yisvirolon hochi. Eloki omar tevea lenitva gudo yogud amrinon dine kom alei velo ichpaslon benitva. If the tevea says gudo yogud, that means the tevea is the osher. And he says either you buy me out or I buy out. So then we could say gudo yogud. And we don't care that the nitva doesn't have that ability to buy it out. Ben isle ben lesle. Mas nisen de shneachin einu taime sheoni ua tevea. The Oni is the Tevea, and the Oni can't say all good because he doesn't have enough money for it. So if he would say to the Osher all good, Vu ein yocholoim al Osher good at oyano all good. Do les leile megat. Lochei niftal dine de good oy all good. She Osher yoim aloi eini roitze lo good good ato. Bekiven de les le yiftal dine de good oy all good. That means it's almost like saying it's practical. If the Oni says to the Osher, good oy all good, so the Osher will tell him, beseder, buy it out, good. So let the Oni buy it. But the Oni doesn't have money, he can't buy out the Osher. So Memele, it's a bottle, the din of good or yogurt, it's worthless. But when the usher says good or yogurt, good, he's giving him the choice. He can't buy it out. So I'll buy it out. That's why he said good or yogurt. Good. So it's a machlekes rishonim. The Rif brings down if good or yogurt has to be dafke, if both have the choice, or it's enough of one. Lechura, I would say just alponov, it looks like it's also tolu in the chakira, if it's a din chaluka, or it's a special privilege, a takona, that he could break up the partnership. If it's a din chaluka, it has to be that both ways. Both could say good or yogurt, both have this chus chaluka. So if I say good, and he can't do it, so it's not called a chaluka. It has to be mamish even, equal. But if you say that it's a special din that you could break up a partnership, a special tool that the Chachamim said you could break up a partnership, so you could do it even one way. If the usher says good or you're good, so he has a way of breaking it up. Mali, that the Oni can't break it up. There's much more to talk on this, Sugid, but we'll stop here. I'll just say one thing in the Agadita. At the end of the Perek, it says, Avraham Avinu, Reb Shimon ben Yochai Yomer, Even Toivo Hoiso Tluyo Betzavoi Shel Avraham Avinu, Shekol Choyle Horoi Hoiso Miyad Misrapi, Bishor Shenifta Avraham Avinu Min Olam Tola HaKadosh Baruch Hu Begelgel Chamo. Amar Rabbi, Ainu Damri Inchi Idli Yoimo Idli Kitzire. That means, it's Mekel the Choyle. Avraham Avinu had a special Even Toivo, and called Malchei, and whoever could see it, whoever would see it, is Miyad Misrapi. So the pshat they say is because Avraham Avinu went around the whole world and was Mefarsim Emuna. That was the Evan Toivo. In fact, Evan, Rashi says in Chumash, is Av Ben. That's the chinuch of passing on, a father to a son. So Evan Toivo, Kozman Avraham Avinu was alive. He was the one that was Mefarsim Elokus, and he said it Bepeh. So Pashtus, I would say, because he said all the philosophy and all the droshes that he said to be mochiach that there's a Kodesh Baruch. But it could even be that the Evan Toivo was, you just look at it, you see how nice it is. The dugma that Avraham Avinu was a mamin, he was a ish emes, and dvorim ayotzi min alev, even without the philosophy, just to see the dugma of Avraham Avinu, and he was a mamin by Kodesh Baruch Hu, even without going into the chelik of the philosophy, it was also Miyad kol choyle, was a choyle bechoyle anefesh. It was miyad misrape. He saw the dugma. Avraham Avinu was there's talmid of shel Avraham Avinu. The talmidim of Avraham Avinu is ayin toivo, and ruach shfola nefesh shfola ruach nemucha. There was the talmidim. Whoever sees Avraham Avinu becomes his talmid and uses his midas. In fact, Reb Shlomo Fisher once said, there's the friends of Avraham Avinu is on their Eshkol Umamri. Eshkol is Begematria 351. Afer is Begematria. Ofar is 70 and 80, 200. Is 350 with the Koilel is Begematria Eshkol. And Mamre is 281, is Begematria Afer. Afer is 281. So we have Avraham Avinu had midas of Vin Anochi, Ofar, Va'efer, Zanova. Those were his friends, Eshkol and Mamre. Aner is a Rosh Tevis, Ain, Nefesh, and Ruach. Those were the Talmid of Avraham Avinu. All his midas were his friends, Aner, Eshkol, and Mamre. So the Evan Toivo was the Dmus, the Tzura. You just looked at Avraham Avinu, you understood that there's a Kodesh Baruch and there's a Boirei Ba'olam. Even without what he said, the philosophy. But once Avraham Avinu was niftar, so it says HaKadosh Baruch was toled begal galachama. Then you have to look at Eresh Shomech Omaseh Boisech. You needed more. You need more philosophy. There wasn't the tzaddik and the dugma to see that there's a muna. You needed more the your own thinking and your own philosophy. In a way, it's a lower madrega because with philosophy you could make a mistake. In a way, Tamimus is higher. In a way, Tamimus is lower because with Tamimu, somebody could talk you out of it. So, Mamele, that was the Indian of Avraham Avinu, that was told of because Galgal HaChamas. That's what it says, Amri Inchi, that Idli Yoima Idli Ktira, the higher the sun goes, the more, that means there's less Cholim, the person gets more Misrape, because the more the sun is stronger, the more we see how the world works at night. There's no sun, there's no Bria. Eres Shomecho, Masi Esbo Yisecho, is more in the daytime.